Chapter 6. How they had a splendid auto-da-fé to prevent earthquakes, and how Candide was flogged. After the earthquake, which had destroyed three-quarters of Lisbon, the wise men of the country had not been able to come up with any more effective means of preventing total ruin than to give the people a splendid auto-da-fé. It was decided by the University of Coimbra that the spectacle of a few people being ceremonially burnt over a low flame is the infallible secret to preventing earthquakes. Consequently, they had arrested a man from Biscay who had been found guilty of marrying his fellow godparent, and two Portuguese who had removed the bacon when eating a chicken. After dinner, men came and tied up Dr. Pangloss and his disciple Candide, one for what he had said, and the other for having listened with an air of approval. Both were led away to separate apartments, which were extremely cool, and where the sun was never troublesome. A week later they were both dressed in a St. Benito, and paper mitres were placed upon their heads. Candide's mitre and St. Benito were painted with flames that were upside down, and with devils which had neither claws nor tails. But Pangloss's devils had claws and tails, and his flames were the right way up. So dressed, they walked in procession and listened to a very moving sermon, followed by a beautiful recital of plain chant. Candide was flogged in time to the singing. The man from Biscay and the two men who had not wanted to eat bacon were burned, and Pangloss was hanged, despite the fact that this was contrary to custom. The very same day the earth quaked once more. The din was fearful. Terrified, confounded, thoroughly distraught, all bleeding and trembling, Candide reflected to himself, "If this is the best of all possible worlds, then what must the others be like? I wouldn't mind if I'd only been flogged. That happened with the Bulgars. But, oh, my dear Pangloss, you, the greatest of philosophers, did I have to see you hanged without my knowing why? Oh, my dear Anabaptist, you, the best of men, did you have to drown in the port? Oh, Miss Cunegonde, you pearl among daughters, did you have to have your stomach slit open?" He was just leaving the scene afterwards, scarcely able to stand up, and having been preached at, flogged, absolved, and blessed, when an old woman came up to him and said, "Take courage, my son, follow me."